A day or two later, shortly before Halloween, Nate got an album by a guy I'd only vaguely heard of, Phil Oakes, a folky, but not the blunk-blunk banjo kind who used to show up on Hootenanny. The album cover, which showed a rumpled troubadour sitting on a curb in New York City, went oddly with the covers of Nate's other records, Dean Martin looking tipsy in a tux, Mitch Miller with his sing-along smile, Diane Renee in her midi blouse and perky sailor cap. The Oakes record was called I Ain't Marchin' Anymore, and Nate played it a lot as the days shortened and turned chilly. I took to playing it myself, and Nate didn't seem to mind. There was a kind of baffled anger in Oakes's voice. I suppose I liked it because most of the time I felt pretty baffled myself. He was like Dylan, but less complicated in his expression and clearer in his rage. The best song on the album, also the most troubling, was the title song. In that song, Oakes didn't just suggest, but came right out and said that war wasn't worth it. War was never worth it. Even when it was worth it, it wasn't worth it. This idea, coupled with the image of young men just walking away from Lyndon and his Vietnam obsession by the thousands and tens of thousands, excited my imagination in a way that had nothing to do with history or policy or rational thought. I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore, Phil Oakes sang through the speaker of Nate's nifty little swingline phono. Just quit it, in other words. Quit doing what they say. Quit doing what they want. Quit playing their game. It's an old game, and in this one, the bitch is hunting you. And maybe to show you mean it, you start wearing a symbol of your resistance, something others will first wonder about and then perhaps rally to. It was a couple of days after Halloween that Nate Hoppenstein showed us what the symbol was going to be. Finding out started with one of those crumpled leftover newspapers in the third floor lounge.